How do you respond to the assertion, I like Jesus, but I'm not sure about the church? Find out in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Gathered by Christ, the Overlooked Gift of the Church. Learn more about this new resource at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Gathered by Christ, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, issuesetc.org or 1-800-325-3040.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted.
And we are now into the third generation from Abraham. We go Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob. Well, we've come to that point where Jacob needs a wife, whereas Isaac went... Well, he didn't go and get a wife. He had one of his father's servants go get him a wife. That would have been Rebecca. Jacob goes himself. He doesn't want to have a wife from outside his own family, so he goes right back where Dad went, to Laban's house, to find Rachel. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 23rd of May. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Jacob and his wife Rachel in Genesis 29. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. Then we'll review the movie Nefarious with Pastor Ted Geese. Is it a horror movie or a Christian movie? It doesn't seem to know. Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
Why did Isaac send his son Jacob to the cousin Laban's house to find a wife?
Because he did not want him to be marry a Canaanite woman, because many of them were not believers in the true God. And so he wanted to make sure that he would be marrying somebody that was, again, a believer in God. And that's a very important point for the Sunday school children to understand, that when we get married, we should try and, if especially as we are members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is marry those who are also of the same faith. It makes a huge difference in a marriage.
Tell us about the encounter that Jacob had with the shepherds at the well.
Well, Jacob goes to the well. He's to meet Laban. Laban is the brother to Rebekah. Remember, Rebekah had married Isaac. And so while he's there, he's at a well. And there are three flocks of sheep, because the well that the flocks use to water themselves, there was a large stone on the well's mouth. And when all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the mouth of the water and water the sheep and put the stone back in place over the mouth of the well. And Jacob began to talk to them. He said, "My brothers, where do you come from?" "We are from Haran," they said. "Do you know Laban?" he said, "the son of Nahor?" They said, "We know him." "Is it well with him?" Jacob asked. "It is well. And see, look, here comes Rachel, his daughter, coming with the sheep." He said, "Behold, it is still high day. It is not time for the livestock to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go pasture them." But they said, "We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and the stone is rolled from the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep." So while Jacob is still speaking with them, Rachel comes with her father's sheep. She is referred to as a shepherdess. Now, as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, well, Jacob came near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and helped water the flocks of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. That was the way in the Near East that they would greet one another. We see that sometimes in Europe, They meet one another and kiss each other on the cheek. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son. And Rachel ran and told her father. And that is what happened at the well.
What did Laban do when he heard that Jacob had come?
Well, as soon as he heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him. And he also embraced him and kissed him and brought him to the house. Jacob told Laban all these things, and Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and my flesh." And he stayed with him there a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me what your wages shall be." So Jacob was able to speak to Laban about what he would consider to be proper wages. Now, Laban had two daughters. He had an older daughter. Her name was Leah. And the name of the younger daughter, her name was Rachel. Now, Leah's eyes were very weak, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. Jacob loved Rachel. He said, "I will serve you 7 years for your young daughter Rachel's hand." Laban says, "It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to any other man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, but they only seemed to him but a few days because of the great love that he had for her. And so he worked for Laban for 7 years.
How did Laban deceive Jacob into marrying Leah rather than Rachel first?
Well, Jacob said to Laban at the end of 7 years, "Give me my wife, for my time is completed." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a big feast. But in the evening, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he married her. He did not recognize her at first. Laban also gave him a female servant, Zilpah, to his daughter, to be her servant, the servant of Leah. And behold, in the morning, Jacob recognized it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" And then Laban explained to him, "It's not done in our country to give the younger daughter before the firstborn. And that's why you married Leah. She's the firstborn. Now, we will give you the other daughter in return for serving me another 7 years." So Jacob agreed to do that, and Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. After 7 years, Laban also gave a female servant, Bilhah, to his daughter Rachel to be her servant. And Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, it says in the Bible, verse 30 of chapter 29, and served Laban for another 7 years. Now, that's interesting. Because remember, when Jacob was born, he was called Jacob, which kind of means he cheated, because he held the heel of his brother Esau when he was born. Then he had cheated Esau out of the birthright, had received the birthright, of course, from his father. And then there was, boy, a great problem. And Esau was ready to kill and put him to death. And so what he did, with Rebekah's help, Jacob fled and went to her brother Laban, at what time he served for 14 years and married both of his daughters.
Why is this account important?
This account is important because the Sunday school material from Concordia Publishing House, Enduring Faith, does a very good situation. You're to talk to the children in the Sunday school because a number of them may have divided families. A lot of children may have a brother and sister who has a different mother or a different father because of death or divorce and remarriage, etc. And at times, there can be problems in the family. The reason this is in the Bible is God had promised to Abraham that through his seed would come a Savior. And that Savior, of course, came through Abraham, then Isaac, and because Jacob got the birthright, it was going to come through Jacob, not Esau. And so this is a great example of a family that had problems fighting among themselves, and yet God still made sure that the family would be taken care of and all things would work together. In fact, the Bible verse that is for this particular lesson is 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14. Let all that you do be done in love. So here we have a situation where, yes, Jacob wanted Rachel, but got Leah first. But this is a great story for the children because it shows what is going to be happening from God's point of view. Even though you're having problems. And one of the first problems that happened was that even after marrying Leah and Rachel, Rachel was unable to have children. And Leah, she had a child and called his name Reuben, because that means see a son, and said, because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me. Then she bore another son, because the Lord has heard that I am hated, because Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, he has given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And Simeon means, it sounds like the Hebrew word for heard, H-E-A-R-D, God heard her. And then she conceived and bore another son. Now, this time my husband will be attached to me because I have borne him three sons. And therefore she called that son's name Levi. That's like the Hebrew word attached. Then she bore another son and called his name Judah. And that sounds like the Hebrew word for praise. And then she ceased bearing. And finally, Rachel also had a son. These are the 12 sons of Jacob. And remember, this all leads to the fact that one of the sons is Joseph, which we're going to hear about in next week's lesson, who goes to Egypt and helps Pharaoh collect a lot of food for 7 years of drought and famine. And then those sons, they come to Egypt with Jacob and live with Joseph in Egypt until the time 400 years later when they return to Canaan. So the Sunday school children need to understand how God is in charge, not only of Jacob and his family, but how this account is very important that God is in charge of your family also, regardless of what is happening in your family. God will be taking care of you. And therefore, this is a great lesson to help them, maybe as an example, recall how they can write about instances where Jesus helped them in their family relationship. And this is a way of bringing Jesus into the lesson again and again, knowing that God blesses the Christian because of Jesus, and he keeps his promise that Jesus is going to come from the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even though there's trickery among the family members, God's promises are finally fulfilled in the birth of Jesus Christ.
Finally, what's the long gospel of this lesson?
The long gospel, and you can get this from the children, is when they run into problems, they often forget to trust God and believe his promises. Sometimes they're unaware of the promises, and that's why a Sunday school teacher is so important, to help teach the children the promises of Jesus, including the greatest promise of the forgiveness of sins, which he even says from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And therefore, the law is that a lot of times we try and solve our own problems. The Sunday school lesson says, no, we can trust in God. And in spite of even our sin, God will bless our family and all that we need and forgive us because of the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Pastor Tom Baker hosts a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
We will review the movie Nefarious with Pastor Ted Geese right after this. How do you respond to the assertion, "I like Jesus, but I'm not sure about the church"? Find out in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Gathered by Christ, The Overlooked Gift of the Church. Learn more about this new resource at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Gathered by Christ, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, issuesetc.org or 1-800-325-3040.
Job saw the city as a wasteland, as if devoid of God, witnessing injustice to the poor by the corrupt, lawlessness of criminals, trafficking of children, blatant immorality, thinking God could not see wicked deeds done in the dark of night. Yet God never abandoned Job, nor his city, groaning for mercy. God is working through the living Redeemer, hands etched with salvation, pointing to the resurrection to come. Join us at lcms.org/citymission to seek peace and shine the light in the city.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You wish your classical school could do more for struggling learners, uncertain where to begin? The Memoria Press Schools Division includes Cheryl Swope, author of Simply Classical, A Beautiful Education for Any Child. The Schools Division will happily assist your school. Memoria Press offers an entire line of special needs resources for teaching math, reading, spelling, and more. Contact schools at memoriapress.com or order directly from simplyclassical.com with coupon code LPR23.
Tennessee is one of the most beautiful places in the USA. And at Praise Lutheran, you'll find the most beautiful gospel. God saving sinners through the death and resurrection of his Son for you, given faithfully each Sunday in word and sacrament. Praise Lutheran is a confessional liturgical church located in Maryville, Tennessee, right in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. We're growing, but there's always room for you. Visit us online at praiselutheran.com.